Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Zach. Tell me, please. I got from your loan application.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, and who am I speaking with?
My name, Peter.
Peter, okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the application that you received?
Reservation code? Yes.
Could you repeat that back to me 4 digits at a time?
25.
Okay.
11. 31. 01.
Okay.
00. 36.
Okay.
55. 82.
82. Okay. One moment, please.
Thank you.
And is this your business, Pekka Incorporated?
Yes, it was Pekka, but now it's Alchemco Brooklyn. Change name.
Okay. And so your first name is Peter. And what is your last name?
Sobolevsky. Sobolevsky.
Sobolevsky. Okay. And then, Peter, we just got a new phone system recently. We've had a couple of dropped calls here and there. What would be a good phone number if our call were to drop that I could reach back out to you on?
You know what? It's better to talk on my home phone. 718-743-6259.
6259. Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I just want to confirm a little bit of the information that we have on file for you. Are you still located at the 1079 Brighton Beach Avenue address in Brooklyn, New York?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a LLC, a SRC Corp?
It's Inc. Corp. Corporation.
Okay. Would that be a C corporation or an S corporation?
S.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can point you in the right direction.
I need $45,000.
Okay. What are you looking to do with that $45,000? Is it for inventory to turn a profit?
No. I want to cover. I bought equipment and I'm not agree with the finance department, financial people, and I want to pay them off and don't even listen off of them.
Okay, so basically just refinance that piece of equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. How long ago did you pick that up?
About 2 years, 2.5, 2 years and a couple of months.
Okay. And what
in
was
July.
It? Okay. What was it? Well, what is that piece of equipment that you're looking to refi?
No, I got whatever I bought it. You know, it's got $45,000 balance.
Oh, no. What kind of equipment? What was it that...
It was any kind for the store. Refrigerators, ovens, all the bakery equipment...
Okay, are you, is your business, is it like a grocery store or a market, or?
It's a small supermarket.
Oh, small supermarket, okay. Small supermarket. And were you looking for any additional equipment or capital, or just to kind of refinance the equipment you have?
Not right now, but just to, if it's going to work with you, I'll see.
Sure,
because
sure.
I usually use a lot to finance equipment. I change a lot.
Gotcha. And do you have a specific vendor that you usually go through to bring on your equipment, or are you just looking for the best rates
No, I got a vendor. It's what do you call? It's got a Jerusalem refrigeration company.
Mm-hmm.
They supply me mostly.
Okay.
I deal with them like 3-4 times. Finance.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you approached your local bank to see if they could give you a hand at all, or have they given you any feedback?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
I know, to the bank.
They take too long.
Maybe take it long, but I didn't ask. Now it's different with the Chase. It's a lot of time.
Gotcha. Okay. So just, Peter, I have just a couple questions for you real quickly here, just to kind of qualify you for our programs. So a lot of our programs are based on the sales from the year previous. Would you happen to know what your gross annual sales were last year by chance? Or just a ballpark figure?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second.
No problem.
Figure out, about 4,200,000.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely help you out there. And, you know, how would you rate...
Maybe a little bit less.
Okay. No problem. That is, you know, more than enough to assist in, you know, what you're looking to do. And just one other question is, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, you know, average, maybe a little below, somewhere in the middle?
No, I just took... took new car.
Uh-huh.
My credit score was 758 or 760.
Excellent.
Something like that. I don't even look.
Nice. That's well above the national average. So, yeah, I believe that we could definitely, help you out with this. What kind of rate is are you paying on this equipment now? Would you happen to know offhand?
I believe so, about 3.25, 3.5. Between these.
Okay. Alrighty. So, you know, what we'd need to do is, it's a pretty simple process here. We have a one-page application. We would just want to look at, I guess, the initial invoices for the equipment that you want to refi. You know, we would look at a couple, 6 months of bank statements and the first couple pages of the most recent tax return. And, you know, that would be the documentation that we would require to see what kind of, rate we could offer you and see if we could, you know, throw down something that's better than what you're initially paying right now. So we could get your feedback, you know, inside of 24 hours to know if it's, a good deal for you or, if you should look elsewhere.
So you need to...
Peter, what's a good email address? I'd like to just put together an email for you with the list of the documentation that we would require, and I could just send that over to you.
I'm old-fashioned guy, and I don't use email. You can use my fax if you want it.
Okay. I don't have access to our fax machine. It's another part of the building, but I can have one of the gals over in that department fax you the information they would need, if that would be okay.
Okay. Write down fax number, and I'll be glad to see what I can do.
Sure. Okay. What's that fax number?
718-743-6259.
And again, what's the name of the business? I know that it was DBA was Pekka Inc. And it is now...
It's DBA Art Inc. of Brooklyn. Pekka DBA... Arkink of Brooklyn.
Okay. Would you be able to spell that?
Sure. A-R-K, like a king, I, Nancy, G-J.
Okay.
Arkink of Brooklyn. You want to spell?
O-V-O-F?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Gotcha. I got Brooklyn.
Okay.
Ink. Got it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So when it's going to be about 30, 45 minutes, we get in a little bit earlier than the folks in the department where the fax machine is. So as soon as they come in, I will have them fax you over our requirements and attach my contact number as well. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay, beautiful.
All righty. I appreciate your time today, Peter, and we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye. Yeah.